SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Some of the Marines mobilized to Los Angeles were expected to begin operations in the coming days in support of National Guard troops stationed at federal buildings in the city, where demonstrations continue over immigration enforcement operations. Army Major General Scott Sherman says 700 Marines are going through crowd control training and have not yet been deployed.
They're doing their training right now. It is not, we train for a federal mission for warfight, so they're right now going through civil disturbance training and the standing rules of force training.
They were tasked with guarding federal buildings in Los Angeles, such as the Metropolitan Detention Center in the downtown area. Elon Musk is trying to mend fences with President Trump.
Writing on his social media platform X, Musk says, "I regret some of my posts about President @RealDonaldTrump last week. They went too far." At the height of his feud with his former advisor, Trump said,
"I'm very disappointed in Elon."
But after Musk's apology, White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says about Trump,
"The president acknowledged the statement that Elon put out this morning, and he is appreciative of it."
Correspondent Haya Panjwani reporting. President Trump announced Wednesday that China will make it easier for American industry to obtain much-needed magnets and rare earth minerals, clearing the way for talks to continue between the world's two biggest economies. In return, Trump said the U.S. will stop efforts to revoke the visas of Chinese nationals on U.S. college campuses. Details remain scarce. Trump didn't fully spell out what concessions the U.S. made. On Wall Street, the Dow down by a point, the Nasdaq dropping 99, the S&P lower by 16. This is SRN News. Simone Biles embraces transgenderism.
She is the most decorated gymnast in history and became America's sweetheart during her incredible performance at the 2016 Olympics. But Biles has lately taken to defending boys who play sports on girls' teams, calling those who object bullies. When former female swimming champion Riley Gaines criticized Minnesota for allowing a boy to play on a high school girls' softball team which won the state title, Biles called Gaines, quote, truly sick. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has ruled the two government agencies cannot punish Catholic employers and health care providers if they refuse to pay for or provide sex change operations for their workers. The decision bars the Department of Health and Human Services from enforcing a rule it imposed in 2024 under President Biden. A similar challenge over in vitro fertilization is being launched. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street's rally stalled after stocks climbed back within 2% of their all-time high. The S&P 500 slipped 0.3%, marking its first drop in 4 days. The Dow ended little changed, and the Nasdaq Composite lost 0.5%. The action was stronger in the bond market, where Treasury yields eased after a report showed inflation ticked up less last month than economists had expected. That raised expectations for the Federal Reserve to cut interest rates later this year. Markets did not react much to the conclusion of 2 days of trade talks between the U.S. and China. The Dow was down 1 point to 42,865. The Nasdaq lost 99 to 19,615. The S&P 500 dropped 16 points to 6022. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.